In today's budget debates, there is a clear and consistent picture that emerged. Departments are receiving significant allocations, but Gauteng residents do not experience meaningful improvements in their daily lives. From education to social development and sports, the gap between spending and delivery continues to widen, leaving Gauteng residents behind. So, as a result, the DA has voted against all of the budgets presented because they failed to meet the residents' needs. In education, despite a budget of more than 70 billion, the Department of Education has cut investment where it matters most, and that's infrastructure spending. It's been reduced by 135 million despite persistent overcrowding and asbestos schools and mobile classrooms. In social development, although the Premier had promised to protect vulnerable residents, his cutting back on the funding to non-profit organizations means that his visions will not be realized. So as a result, the DA will not be voting for these budgets, because unless the spending is changed and unless the capacity is there to deliver, we cannot support. A DA-led government would ensure that there's proper education, that there's meaningful social development.